could have blindfolded CJ last year, he'd have made that throw. You could have blindfolded CJ, I think, 6 weeks ago, he would have made that throw.
He's wide open, CJ.
I mean, he was for a long time, Steve. And like, I for the first time was like, whoa, what's going on here? What's going on? Because that to me, that missed throw, and I said this to you earlier, Tyler, that missed throw is like Steph Curry going to the free throw line and just airballing two in a row.
That's a good analogy.
Just like I mean, I heard Chris Sims say it earlier today. Like, pick a player, Joe Burrow or C.J. Stroud are probably the most accurate players in the game. That's like just Steph just going up, just bombing. I mean, no backboard, no rim, nothing, just airballing. It's in his head. Something's going on upstairs. And that, to me, Clint, that's the first time where I was like, yo, well, all right, what's up? What's up? And to a point where, because I'm thinking to myself, hey, they need CJ to come and pull them out of this. Well, hell, I don't know. They right now feel like that. They got that type of guy right now. So that's the first time I looked at CJ and was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, look, I think that is that play in particular really sticks out, obviously, because it was an interception that would have made it very difficult for the best team in football to come back. But there's, to me, that's just an example, kind of the impact, if you will, or the result, if you will, of all the pressure that he's taken. And that particular instance, it was less about pressure, and just now things are moving really fast, and things that he typically does really easy, he's making difficult. Things that are very simple for him typically are he's thinking about them, and he's babying the throw instead of just slightly moving right and just rip that thing over Tank Dell's outside shoulder, let him catch it as he tiptoes the back of the end zone, and we keep this thing moving. There's a hint of doubt that creeps into his mind of like, I don't want to overthrow this. I don't want to miss it. He's so wide open. When in reality, you just got to rip that football. I think to your point, overall point of what you're talking about, like.
But where's that come from, though, Clint? Where does that start to, as you played in this game, you've been there. In your head? Now that, how you move from, I guess, have you ever experienced that in your time at Arkansas, your time at Dallas, where you were like, instead of being the guy that's just throwing the thing, that you're thinking that you find yourself.
Oh, yeah, I overthought things a lot. I mean, I never got to a point in my career ever where I was as comfortable as C.J. Stroud was last year.
Yeah.
And even as comfortable as he was in the first half this year. And you know, that's why it was so remarkable what he was able to do last year and being so comfortable. He's showing some signs of being a young quarterback in this league right now. But look, the where I was going with that, Ron, is I feel like – like, this is the game, because there's been moments leading up to this game. I remember in the Jets game, there was two throws to John Metchie that were missed. I think the Indianapolis game before that here, there was two or three overthrows. One of them was Dalton Schultz, and Dalton couldn't even jump and hit it. And those are throws that CJ – so I think there were glimpses of throws that just weren't as – like, the accuracy started to struggle a little bit. What we saw this week was less pressure on the quarterback, but him still reacting in a way that the pressure still ratcheted up. His feet moving, bell in the pocket early. You know, there's on the drive after Kamari Lassiter's interception, they go run, pass, pass. And the two passes, you can argue one of them bounces off the chest of Robert Woods, but the other one, and even though Robert Woods bounced off his chest, like he's moving and there's no pressure. Like there's a panic. Feeling it, yeah. He's feeling it in there. And this is the first time, and it's really because most time there is pressure, so it's hard to tell if he's feeling it or not. Or it's easy to see that he is feeling it because it's real. This was a game where there was enough time to where it's like, damn, the pressure ain't there, and he's still feeling it. So you didn't just see a couple of errant passes and poor decisions, but you also saw a fidgety quarterback, a guy that has happy feet, a guy that you can see the game's moving really fast for him by what his feet are doing. And so I think this past game, the takeaway is, boy, now it's obvious. Like I said earlier, like to me, I'm focused. I think the most important thing that the Texans do between now and Monday night is the 10 minutes they spend a day where it's Gerard Johnson, and it's C.J. Stroud, and It's all about getting CJ comfortable in chaos again. We're going to throw routes on air, so I need all my receivers out here to my left. We're going to throw the comeback. We're going to throw a comeback. Whatever route you want, just call the route. I don't give a damn. And then we're gonna have two or three of the different staff members out there. We're going to be beating the hell out of CJ as he drops and pushes up in the pocket with these pads. We're going to be screaming, making noise. We're going to make him throw over nets. All at the same time. We're going to create as much chaos as we can to make him uncomfortable. And I want to see him settle his ass down and make the throw. And we're going to do it every day for 10 minutes to exhaustion. Get you a drink of water, and we're going to go again. And that way you get reps fresh, you get reps like it's the fourth quarter and you're exhausted, you get all kind of different chaos thrown at you, you throw all these different reps, and we're going to get 250 to 300 reps by the time we get to the Monday night game this week. And hopefully he handles the pressure better. Because right now, like you said, it's habitual. It's just he's by habit, he's responding to something that's not there all the time now. Understand, by the way, I totally understand why it's happening, but the worst thing you can do is ignore it.